Hi, everybody. See if we're live. I think we're live. Hi, everybody. Are we live? Let's see if we're live here. I think we're live. How's it hanging? This is Gary Jr. Yes? Gary Jr. Gary Jr. is very small, so he's going to get the most amount of attention right now. We are going to do an episode of Dear Big Bear. You know how they have Dear Abby? Come on, Gary Jr. Drink, Gary Jr. Get big and strong like the other boys. We're going to do Dear Big Bear. So that means I'm opening mail. Oh, and E. Michael Jones will be joining the Bear stream tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm very excited to talk to my buddy, Jonesy. He's got a new book out, Logos Rising. Good evening, King Owing, Lord of the Goats. How are you? This is Gary Jr. He's very small. Hi, Gary Jr., but we're going to make him big and strong, aren't we, buddy? I know that you're not quite as into the bottle as the other ones, but that doesn't matter, does it, Gary Jr.? Can you guys see Gary Jr.? I can't even see... Oh, that's so good, Gary Jr. You are definitely doing a good job, buddy. He's finally suckling on it. My son is very impressed with your baby goat. Oh, that's just... I'm surrounded by them. Wait till you get a little tour. Yes, she's cute. Oh, there's a boy. My rule of thumb that I like to do is, except for Gary Jr., because Gary Jr. needs a little help. They latch three times. Everybody gets three. See how he just unlatched? Gary Jr. has to be forced a little bit, though. Is Gary Jr. smaller than the other boys? But that doesn't mean we don't fight for you, Gary Jr. You're still only a week old. How old are you? You were born April 23rd. Your whole life has been a quarantine, hasn't it, Gary Jr.? One day you'll grow up and you'll realize all of life is a quarantine in this material reality. It doesn't matter what the World Health Organization tells you, Gary Jr. It was a quarantine even before they took away the regulations. All right, buddy. Whoop, sorry, Gary Jr. Whoop, he's all right, he's fine. They jump everywhere. All right, he's fine. He's already bouncing around. All right, next up, who we got? She is gorgeous. Look at this little one. Look at this little one. You see Gary Jr. right there already? He wants more. Hello? World Health Organization. All right, wow. So now she is more into feeding. Here we go. Watch this. There you go. But these are so young. You guys have no idea how young these ones are. And then I got the teenagers you'll see in a second. There you go. See, she's crushing. Hey, Gary Jr. This is how you do it. This is how you crush. Oh, my God. That kid just said hello. Gary Jr. is like, let's do that again. Oh, yeah, yeah. They jump off everything. I know that the internet will be like, I'm again. I'm Benjamin through Gary Jr. No, they're like parkour athletes. Don't get me wrong. That was a little high. But Gary Jr. was spazzing out my hand a little bit. What's her name? Gertie. This is Gertie. All right, that's one. Gertie gets three latchings. Latches. There you go. There you go, Gertie. Come on, Gertie. We want you to be big and strong. Unlike Gary Jr. Goats and bears. When are you going on the kill stream? I don't know. I mean, much love and respect, but I don't care. I don't go on streams very often. I mean, I would. I just, are they going to kill me? I don't even know how that works. Did your son name all the goats? Yes. All right, here comes the third latching, Gertie. And then you're about to see some goats a little older and how much easier it is to feed the older ones. There you go, Gertie. Come on, party. Oh, we just met our new neighbors. They are unbelievable. Four kids, homeschooling. Dude, legendary new neighbors. She's so cute. Yeah, Killstream had to have been a gamma 100%. I don't want to engage in internet drama, guys. Wait till you guys meet Girly and Boily. Have a little bit more, Gertie. Come on. All right, now this. We're going to put you in like. All right, you're fine. All right, now this is Boily. He was born 2 weeks before those two. And look at the size difference. You see how quickly they grow? Now this is how a goat just normally eats. They just crush it. Boily is a very, very cool colored goat. This is a cool colored goat. I've never seen a goat colored like this. He's got a cool color. We're going to keep his balls intact. Gary Jr., you're going to be a eunuch like Gary Sr., but we're gonna keep you, and you're going to have an awesome life with the girls in the big palace. I love her eyes. Oh, I mean, she's just, no, this is a boy. This is a Boily. Oh, that face. Yeah. So again, tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, E. Michael Jones is going to be crushing. Does he make chocolate milk? No, that's absurd. The streams from the goat barn always end up being the most interesting streams. Well, now you're putting me on a, you're putting me in a place where I can't possibly perform. I'm just kidding. This is going to be fantastic. It's going to be a great stream. You want to come up? This is Girly, which is Boily's. She has beautiful eyes. Look at Girly. Hi, Girly. Hi. Hey, you want some food, Girly? Girly was named before Boily. She's crushing. And then I'm going to show you four more. My bad, BB. It's fine. Baby goats are like cats, but cute instead of annoying. I've grown much more fond of cats. I don't want to be around them, but I think that they love us from a distance. In a very respectful way. Like, they don't need anything up from us, and they just kill for us, and they bring us the trophies, the skulls. They're sweet, cute little voices. Oh, yeah. Wait till you see the other four. I tried milking my goat mom yesterday. It was sour. Does milk go bad if you don't milk them for a week? You can't. Not. I think you just jerked off a goat. If you don't milk a goat for a week, you can't milk a goat. I'm pretty sure you whacked off a male goat. Sour? Yeah, it's called jizz. Come here, Boily. Well, one more, you both get another round. Come here, Boily. That's bad milk. It's called cum. There you go, Boily. Can they not latch onto the mother? Oh, we got a real hippy dippy here. No, the mother is being milked for us. But why would you separate them from the mother? It might not be what you just don't know. It's fine. Some people really do spiral about that, though. It's like, why would you separate them? It's like, well, are you projecting, Tina? There we go. This is your last round, Girly. Did they just do the Red Rocket joke from South Park? I don't know what you're talking about. I love this. I started small 2 years ago. Dear Owen, my goats only have one tit, and it takes 5 minutes to make a little milk. Ah, that's totally what it was. What a fat Tina. Yeah, so tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, E. Michael Jones is coming on to talk archetypes of monster archetypes and his new book, Logos Rising. I heard him talk to some Swedish dude today, and I was blown away at his insights into the horror movie industry. It's the logical response to porn. It's like, wait till you hear what he has to say. It's so interesting. All right. You're really crushing this thing. All right. Look at this sweet girl. Look at that sweet girl. All right. You guys got to go inside now again. There you go, guys. Why don't you go play? Hey, Boily, come here. There you go, Boily. All right, let's see what you guys see right now. Okay, what do we got here? You see those four? Hi, everybody. Then we got really young ones with Mama Cheyenne. Hey, Mama Cheyenne. You doing good, girl? I'll give you a little there. Here's Mama Cheyenne. Look at those young ones. Hi, you're doing really good, Mama Cheyenne. There, someone's going in for milk right now. Look at that. Three boys and a girl. That's I'd love that if that's what me and Amy ended up with. All right, let me frame it up so you can watch them play with merriment in the background. And now we'll do a little Dear Big Bear, and I'll read mail. Mama Shylock, I don't know what that means. Mama Cheyenne. So how many goats total now? I can't even keep track anymore. Just tons and tons. They're so cute. Yeah, they're awesome. Let me see if they're... You guys see them like jump and prance. Hey guys, you gonna jump and prance for the people or what? Why don't you earn that supper, boily? I think they're a little too interested in the Dear Big Bear segment. Mama Cheyenne is stronger and braver than every squirt boy of the mat. Yeah. I mean, just in this goat barn, we have 9. Eight of which didn't exist 3 weeks ago. Just turned in and BB is feeding a goat crushing? Yes. All right, let's have a little segment called Dear Big Bear. BB, how much are the female dwarfs in milk? I don't sell my goats. I don't even want to put a number on them with her in earshot. Thank you. I'm not a slave driver, as you can see by my rather large hat. Dear Owen, please place this card with all the others who have wrote you and thanked you for saving them from the squirt life. Thank you, Keith. And then he has this. Thank you. Okay, Keith. No problem. He ain't about that squirt no mo. I just can't put a price tag on my goats. It's not happening. I'd give them to somebody I knew really well, but I'm not selling my goats. Right now I probably have in the 20s, like 20 something goats. Oh, you're hoarding goats. No, I'm not gonna put a price tag on Boily. Maybe someday I will, but I have too much of a connection. Are goats loud? Not my goats, some are. But Nigerian dwarves. Owen, thank you for all you do. We need it. Don't ever stop. Sean V. Planet. Thank you. On an all-new episode of Dear Big Bear, I'm a goat hoarder. Big Bear, you have all... Dude, most people couldn't handle goats. They wouldn't have the responsibility. But I have to go on my cruise ship. The psychiatric condition of fearing contraction of disease is called hysterical nosophobia. That's all this letter said. This has been a very short episode of Dear Big Bear. People are just writing me extremely short messages. Normally, an episode of Dear Big Bear starts with a Dear Big Bear. Then they tell me their height in Rogan's. They inform me that I helped them stop squirting, and we go from there. All right. Really nice short. Yeah. If Joe Rogan got COVID, would it be called Jovid, Tovid, or Rovid? Great question, Oregon Bear. I feel like you've been working on that joke all day. We shall make it through the winter. Yes, we shall, K.O. Bear. I miss male camaraderie with sports. Not going to lie. I was just having a talk with a buddy about that. I miss men pushing me. Like, I can't get a good workout in with so many tasks. I know it's on me to do it, but this is a struggle I'm having right now. I'm like, I'll get a decent run and stuff, but every time I start doing, like, kettlebell swings and dips and shit, I just think about all the stuff I have to do. Like, I'm like, oh, I have to shovel this, and I just start working again. I don't know if you guys... Like a high performance type people, I don't know if you've experienced this when you're about to turn 40, where you're like, Where'd all my buddies who like to just work out go? I need competition. I know. I get it, McD's. Adult flag football. Yeah, but that's usually a bunch of homosexuals trying to get off. Hi, Owen. The letter is long overdue. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for what he is doing through your life. You're growing in every way and encouraging so many others to as well. By example, I started listening to you about a year ago. I'm a subscriber to unauthorized.tv and try to listen to you daily. I'm a Christian stay-at-home wife and mother. I have a 20-year-old and a 9-month-old. Wow, that's a good span. I retired from the Air Force almost 3 years ago. I'm proof any female bears listening that God is merciful and he will bless you with children. Later in life, if you something, something, childbearing years, feeding the beast system. Yeah, if you wasted valuable childbearing years, feeding the beast system. Very good point. Glad you realized that. And not your own family. Getting back to you, you had me so interested in your streams when I realized you said more truth under a veil of profanity than most Christian pastors who I call pulpit pimps. Yes. Fucking A, right? What sealed it for me was when you broke your piano singing "That Nigger Stole My Bike." I almost cried laughing. I'm black. And I didn't know black stealing bikes was a thing till I heard you talk about it. Really. My husband is white. Anyway, hang on. Is there more to that? I want to know what your husband has to say. Anyway, thank you again for what you do. I'm guessing your husband has locked his bike up. I'm looking forward to seeing your family continue to thrive and for the birth of baby Jack. My husband and I are praying for another cub, nice, in the near future as well. Much love to you, Owen. Sincerely, Ashika. P.S. My husband and I purchased a greenhouse and are going to start growing food. This coronu nonsense and seeing your land flourish sealed the deal. Thank you again. Anytime. What a wonderful letter. That just made me very happy. An episode of Dear Big Bear. Although I'm pretty sure you're setting your husband up for a long con on the bike. I mean, you're not fooling anybody on the bike situation. BB should stud out Gary Jr. Now, Gary Jr. will have his balls banded. But Boily is going to breed like a maniac. It says, how dare you on it? BB encourages crushing. Always. The bike days are numbered. That bike's days are numbered. Yeah, but see, that's the thing. She'll probably steal the bike, but then he'll write it off his taxes. And they'll still be able to use the bike because the bike will be in there. That's why marriage is the way out for the bike thief. Because she's going to steal his bike. He's going to write it off his taxes. And they're still going to be able to use the bike around the compound. There shall be many leads. Her husband buried the bike in the yard. I think he's looking for a write-off. It is awesome to see people flourish. Yes. Do more men watch the stream than women? It seems more of us lady bears have been writing and online. I think it's a pretty even balance. And if she doesn't steal the bike, they will have a kid that will steal the bike. Well, Cringe Panda, the kid will be half bike owner, so I don't think that's... I'm more of a bike half not stolen kind of guy. The write-off, payoff, grabware 101. Yeah. Who are the bike thieves of the goat world? I would have to say it is the bike thieves of the goat world. The Quakers. Been trying to reach out, thinking about Quakers stealing bikes is so funny to me. Like, the nigger of the white world is the Quaker. All right. Dearest Owen of House Bam, I'm writing this letter in haste. All right. Quakers. The Quakers are the bike thief of the West. For I have gravy for you. This evening I was sitting on... I can't stop laughing about the Quakers. Because even Sherlock Holmes is like, oh, those pesky Quakers. All right. The Mennonites. All right, my back porch gazing into the night sky, enjoying the tiny lights in the sky they call stars. I had a query about which stars I was peering at, for I am no scholar of the night sky such as you. I'm going to read in the old-timey voice again. So I went to the App Store, beautiful thing, that App Store. Did you know you can get a star app for your telephone device, whereas you can point it up to the heavens, and it will tell you about the stars you see. I rose to my feet and pointed the device at the night sky. And what did I see? Why, it was Big Bear up in the sky. Yes, right above my land was a star formation they called Ursa Major. And scholars of the past deemed it looked like a Big Bear. No, it looked like a gravy ladle. It's called Big Dipper. Ursa Major is a gravy ladle. The Muzzies are the goat's biggest threat. You don't know anything, Armenian werewolf. Goat herders and shepherds are not stealing and killing the goat. They nurture the goat. Do you know the Muslim spell was broken for me because of my goat shepherding? I would have these like random conversations with dudes about goats on Instagram. Well, also one of my good friends that's very solid guy who's Muslim as well. But it's so stupid how spells will break. It's so random. Like, I would post pictures of my goats on Instagram, and I'd be having, like, DMs with just a random dude about goat ownership, and they'd be very, like, knowledgeable, and I could tell they get it. And then I realized they were Muslims, and I'm like, I thought you people just penetrated the goat. And then how funny is that? That was the main thing. One of my friends, obviously, was a big help for that. But the real thing was having camaraderie with other men about goat, like goat care, and realizing they're like Saudi Arabians and they're like blatantly Muslims. It's fascinating stuff. And then I realized how hard it is to raise a goat in arid climates. They're like really dialed in. And then the more that happened, the more I was like, wait a minute, Steven Crowder can't raise a goat. Why does he keep mocking these legendary goat people? That was the Greeks who penetrated the goats, I think. It's just, you can't put it on a demographic. It was a wag to demonize them is about the goats. Goats is the Jeep of the Middle East. It's a goat thing. The Greeks penetrated everything. Yeah, I'm not gonna put it on the Greeks either. My Muslim friend saw right through the Jew stuff in high school. I thought he was crazy. Yeah, the more you hang, yes, shilling for Muslim goats now. Yeah, they just want to demonize goats. Just watch out for the Welsh and sheep. Oh, I know, yeah. I know about the Welsh and the sheep. They put them near a cliff and they make them like back up and it's the whole thing. Legendary goat people, yeah. Can you make ice cream from goat milk? Yes. I still don't like goat effers. Nor do I. You don't bang a goat if you care for them and you raise them for your family's milk. It's a different group of people. Caring for a goat does not mean you penetrate the goat. That's literally, that means your mind is pure, like, madness. Don't be a sheep, be the shepherd. All right, I'm going to keep going. And by the way, Muslim isn't a race. These are all things that I learned after stop listening to Ben Shapiro. All right. I thought of streams past, whereas you spoke of synchronicities, and it nearly struck me down. I seem to have synchronicity with you, Owen of House Bam. I something this for some time, and thought about what does this mean. I came to this conclusion. I believe at the very moment I saw Ursa Major in the night sky, that you, Owen of House Bam, were thinking of that fire pit area that is on high cost for quality workmanship. I told my dearest wife of 30 years, this is a sign we must help Ursa Major Owen get a fire pit. For I believe he has many trinkets in propaganda. books to cast upon the flames in a fire pit, wouldest be the best in which to do so. So it is in my honor to send you some Grabalonian magic squares to acquire the fine workmen you will need to fulfill this dire emergency. For we need not the flames to go out. We must keep the gravy warm at a slow simmer, at least soest you can ladle the gravy on a whim. So with my dearest gratitude from House Bird, Charles. Thank you. That was awesome. It's a well-written letter for another episode of Dear Big Bear. I'm not thrilled about a lot of Muslims being here. Well, that's your fault. You want me to get into the responsibility necessary to close the borders? BB is a vector for all bear. It depends on what you mean by Muslim. If you are thinking competition for work, yeah, we can talk about that. BB is a vector for all bears. That's why synchronicity, this community's parallel processor. Yes. Listening to my Muslim neighbors speak about the Jewish neighbor is funny to me now. Yeah, they get it. They've been dealing with the grabber for 1,300 straight years in a desert. It's fine. There's no group that you can find that's the reason you watch the pornos. It's you. All right, let's continue. Thank you. That was very generous. Another episode of Dear Big Bear. Thanks. Hilarious picture of the family. Dude, people with huge families listen to the stream. I love it. Is that Boily in the background? Yeah, Boily's the one just hanging out. The two young ones are nestling right now. Yep, guys, they're really young. It all leads back to the search history. Yeah, wouldn't a Owen Baby Goat Barn live stream be amazing? I'm literally doing it right now. My Muslim friend is my most base friend. I mean, you will learn these things. I'm not saying Muslims are the most base people. I'm just saying that it's a group of people that have been overlooked because of sinister media propaganda. Some of them are terrible people. Some of them are great. It really is just another group of people. You can find people you like and people you don't like in. I'm in love with Boily. I want a Boily. Deep thoughts. They have been dealing with the grabbers for 1,300 years in the desert. Right. All right. I like listening to my white neighbors talk about whites get shit done toward homesteading outside the beast system. Yeah. No, whites are crushing. As much as I give whites a hard time, I think it's been very helpful to the whites because I think whites need to reverse cuck, and that requires what whites respond to best, which is shame. You know, I think they've been shamed for being white for so long that now I'm shaming them for being cucks. I think it's doing wonders. See, I'm not the type of person, I'm the type of person where I realize what works and what doesn't, and I go with what works. Whites respond to shame. I don't know why, but if you're like, you fucking cuck, you little masturbator, little sodomite, they're like, oh, I should probably stop doing that. That's why it was so easy for the grabber to own the white, because they were just like, you white man, you suck. And they're like, oh, no. Shame for being shamed. Right. The great uncucking is upon us. Exactly. It's refreshing. Whites are motivated by shame. I mean, am I wrong? The shame thing is so on point. Yes. Too much white shame, man, self-important. No, but shaming the white for being white is obviously imploding. But when you shame them for being pussies, they stop being pussies. Disgusted Owen is a good shamer. Yeah, yeah. It's time to de-cuck aside. Yes. It's our Asian part of the Caucasian. Yeah, we need a little more cock and a little less Asian. You explaining it so well, the fact that we wouldn't survive the winter if we were cast out. Yeah, exactly. It's about in-group preference. There's a method to my... I'm not even going to call it madness, because it's not. And I'm very open about it. It's not a secret what I do. I tell you what works. It's actually a very good observation. Oh, yeah. I know. It doesn't work for whites to either be like, you're terrible for being white, or you're the best for being white. Neither one works for whites. Why don't it work for whites? You're a dirty little squirt boy. Look at the Muslim. The Muslim can outwork you. And I'm not lying. I'm not like trying to like use false shame or whatever. I'm just like, rise. And that is the healthiest way to motivate a Caucasian. Like, over-empowerment keeps them in this squirt basement. White enthusiasm, yeah, but white enthusiasm isn't what they need right now because they're not acting in a way that they should be enthusiastic about. Like, if you're a suburban or urban sodomite just running around getting in debt and trying to finger somebody, you shouldn't be enthusiastic about yourself. So, when I kind of point out the situation, I'm getting a huge beard. Like, my face is getting very, like, legit. All right. BB, what's actual leadership, not motivation? BB, that's actual leadership, not motivation. Right! Like, that. The most motivating thing is the truth. But, like, the whites don't need any more self-hatred or self-enthusiasm. Hey, BB, do you have a CD player? Theoretically, but I never listened to it. Squirt basement. Yeah, squirt basements. That's why I love coal mining. Everyone wanted to be the best. It was a brotherhood of competition. Dude, people that look down at those jobs, I miss tree work every day of my life. Every day of my life, I miss tree work. I miss the camaraderie of it. It's exactly right. And it's like one thing that the Caucasian Americans have just torched and given up for no reason, just like their jizz, is actual jobs, essential jobs. That's why this essential, non-essential shit is so genius. It's like, is your job essential? It's like, well, I mean, I work in a little office. Us whites coddle others too much. Yes. Fact. Whites stop doing the jobs that the Mexicans and the migrants and shit are doing. And guys, that's why they're stronger right now. It's not because they're racially superior. No, I'm the racial. And you're not racially superior just because you have white skin. You got to get the fuck out there and do your own labor. And then you'll start feeling the juices again. You know, the kind of juice that makes you have babies. So you're not outbred by any retard with a dick. All right. Paula Dean has come back on YouTube and she's crushing. She knows about the bikes. Oh, she knows about the bikes. The electric field here is sparse. No one wants to work. Right. And those are the ones that either think they're awesome for being white or they're terrible for being white. It's this weird polarity that's just keeping all these whites in a terrible position. It's like someone has to seriously tell them what the fuck's going on. Did you know the word Arctic comes from bear? Yes. Conviction and condemnation. Conviction says you're good now, change for the better. All I'm saying is mocking people for being sodomites and squirt boys works. Would you like me to continue reading the letters? I mean, it works great. No balance in the trauma circuit. Right. And it's like men respond well to being like, run faster. Stop eating that shit. Stop smoking that pipe. All our electricians we use are Hispanic. Right. That's why they're having children. They work. They actually accomplish things. They have camaraderie with other men at work. They don't just sit in little cubes alone, beating their dicks off. I'm Caucasian, a master mechanical engineer. I still have to work and live it. I love it. I love that. Well done. It's a great white job. BB, you have motivated me in many ways, and I thank you. Yeah. Guys, I'm the white whisperer. All right. Oh, you want old-timey voice, Bunny? No problem. All right. Some people have fuck you money. BB shows us how to have fuck you lifestyle. Bingo. That's a great way to put it, Foo Bear. Big Bear, as I listened to the replay of evening stream 4/14/20 this morning, I was so pleased to have received this poem from my base mom. She gets the earth and its beauty and mysteries. Usually at the spring equinox, if you go into your woods, you should see these little beauties popping up. Oh, it's a picture that they sent me. I'm already can't find the picture. I saw the picture, very beautiful. By mid-April, they're full bloom, and in May approaches the beginning to fade away. I've seen them pop up and endure another snowfall. They are incredible. You stating this in your first full spring experience brought me excitement, as spring is my favorite season, and I too share the birth month of the divine smell of lilacs. I am a May Day baby of German heritage, and a real May Day celebration is hopefully in my future. May 1st used to be the celebration of fertility. I know, but that became pagan. You want to know who pushed that propaganda? People who didn't want you to fucking have babies. I wonder the size of their hat. All right. The Maypole was erected in the village center, and the preparation of May Day would involve the villagers to attach ribbons at the top of the pole. Yeah, he's getting it. And the day of celebration, the youth that were marrying age were to stand girl, boy, around the pole. Oh, how dare you? How dare you? Yeah. Keep jerking off. Keep not breeding. They would dance the ribbons around his pole as to weave a basket. I love it. As a girl, my birthday has always involved a project of making paper-woven baskets that each of my guests would get to fill with flowers, daffodils, tulips, and lilacs from our yard. We would then take them up and down the street and hang them on neighbors' doorknobs. Ring the doorbell, hide, jump out when they answered and yell, Happy May Day! See, we used to call it nigger knocking, except you just ring the doorbell and run away. Oh, I hear my kids. I shouldn't say stuff like that. I was lucky to have been able to do the Maypole dance twice. Second and third grade before it was taken away due to its pagan fertility traditions. God forbid the whites breed. It's unbelievable. It's just like, oh, that's pagan. Oh, what? Having kid? Hey, buddy boy. Want to say hi to the bears?
Sure.
Come here.
Hi, bear.
Oh, look, it's Wally Bear.
Oh,
it's horrible. You gonna play with the ghost?
Yes.
Sweet. Play with the ghost. All right. Head out to your forest land. All right, so here's the poem. Trillium, trillium, trillium. Why do I love you so? Is it your beauty that you so gracefully bestow? Your sturdy stems that stand so stately in a row. Your tri-green leaves withstanding the spring wind blow. Or the creamy white petals basking in the sun's warm glow. I watch you full of delight as your daily... What's wrong?
Okay,
yeah. There you go, buddy. This is going to be funny. I'm just going to watch. All right. Trillium, 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 this is why I love you so. Written by Georgia Jacobs of Carson, Washington. Love it. All right, let's continue. You got boily?
Yeah.
Awesome. Boily, boily.
Boily.
All right. Thank you, guys. Generous. Is that Gary Jr.?
Yes, Gary.
Or no, that's is that Gertie? Hi, Gertie. That's Gary Jr. Gary Jr. is going to get big and strong with enough milk.
Yeah.
All right. Keep crushing. Not much to add as far as the gravy, but my little boy took his first steps. Life is amazing when you realize your purpose. Thanks for helping so many of us along the way. Cape Cod Bear. What's that?
It's Walter.
Walter's with Gertie.
Oh, thank
you. I'm just doing an episode of Dear Big Bears. Ready to say hi to the bears?
Sure.
It's family time. Everybody likes to look at the goats.
Well, you're trying to make one of your
rockers. Okay, I won't rock. Okay. All right, Wally holding goats is so adorable. Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Hey, Gary Jr.
eats
me.
That's Gertie.
That's Gertie. Gary Jr. is on the ground. Dear Owen, I'm typing this letter because my handwriting capabilities probably resemble that of an actual bear. Writing you to thank you for the countless hours of laughs and interesting learning experiences. I'm a 23 Rogan tall and come from a blue-collar family in Michigan. Our shiny spoon-faced governor has been recent times a bit more complicated. But I've been using this time to get healthier, learn, and strengthen my relationship with God. I've come to notice the great trend of people spending time outside, families in my community being together, and we have met many neighbors we have ignored on the average day. Yeah, we met our neighbors today. They were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I met you after your Indiana show last year, and we talked about how much my friends and I love the word spiraling as we drop it in job interviews and other professional settings in everyday life. It's become a key part of the vernacular in our area, and it is hysterical. Spiraling is a great word. Oh, it's also in the Bible, I guess. Somebody just emailed me about spiraling being in the Bible or something. I don't know. I'll get to that. I won't be able to find it right now. I'm in mid-crush. By the time this letter reaches you, I will have graduated college from a state university, finishing up a degree that made sense to knock out because I was already so far along the process before realizing this scam that it just made sense to do so. I want to thank you, however, because your streams in the summer and fall last year helped me make the decision to turn down a career path centered around Babylonian nonsense squares that ultimately would have hindered me from some recent blessings and opportunities. I especially enjoy your streams because I see a lot of similarities in the way I was and am now living and the way you have been able to explain ideas, and I've always felt intuitively, but didn't necessarily understand. I feel freer and more optimistic now and have been able to spread the energy, good ideas, and hilarious jokes, concepts from you and the Baz. I'm an unauthorized.tv subscriber and a fan of your comedy since I discovered you almost 5 years ago. I'm really looking forward to watching the Bear Trail come to life and for the future endless hours of laughs and good vibes. It's been a long time coming, but please verify me as Spartan Bear, if available. Welcome, Spartan Bear. Great name. You're doing great, kid. Truly no one is having as much fun as us. Much love to you and the family for being an inspiration. Your friend, Nike. Yes, it's actually spelled that way. P.S. I've enclosed some gravel for your babble because I wear normal-sized hats. I've also attached a picture of a shirt I made after the Indiana show. I've gotten a kick out of it, and it makes everyone laugh. Let's take a look. This is hilarious. This is a great shirt. It just says, "Stop spiraling."
That's awesome.
Yeah. You hear that, love? I inspire the youth.
I like it.
What do you think of that?
It's amazing.
You big bear man. She doesn't care.
I've got eyes going.
While it looks like he's already about 15 Rogans. Yeah, everybody's several Rogans here. These letters are awesome. Thanks, everybody. Any questions for my beautiful and lovely wife? BB, what is the worst feeling is trying to keep people busy and working and getting paid because of the snippets? You know you inspire the youth. Well, some I think hate me, but I was just being funny. I was just trying to sound doesn't matter. BB, isn't it unreal how much you see yourself in Wally? Yeah. Wally crushes. Any questions for anybody? This is going to be my last letter in this newest episode of Dear Big Bear. That's what we call it now, love.
Oh, I like it.
You know they have Dear Abby? I would like a spiral up tee. Sorry, Big Bear. We're all distracted by Wally. That's fine. That's multi-layered. I pray my son watches UBB. He's 22. Sweet. Well, send him my way. Which alpaca will be the first to drop babies?
Star.
Is Amy sad the 2B had to go?
I am. It's a bummer when an animal doesn't work out. But we weren't able to provide her best life here. And she just wasn't a good fit. She belongs with the herd, and she just can't be with our herd.
Hi from Australia, Big Bear, rocking my butt Coroni shirt. Oh, that's awesome. Great mom bear. BB, this is a great format. Love the streams with the goats. Yeah, it's all about changing things up. Charlie, what are you doing? What are you
pulling
doing,
Charlie? Pulling everything out of every bag.
I love it. That's how you treat animals right, yes. All right, final letter, and then I'll come in.
Absolutely.
Wait, what happened to Tubi? Just go watch the Tubi episode. The Hanks thoughts short were hilarious. Yeah. Papa J Bear's a crusher. Is there any wheat growing at Ursa Major? I'm looking into planting a field of it. Not yet, but we have many seeds. Tubi was rehomed. Yes. It's a whole episode about it. Tubi out. Oh, do you know that there's like an app called Tubi that is playing my specials? TUBI. Very odd. Synchronicities everywhere. It's very weird. All right. Did you see the new hand-drawn bear pic? Yes, I talked about it earlier today. I don't know where the, I don't know where the fuck you were, Mike Bear. Tubi was not Tubi. Tubi's still crushing. Tubi is crushing in a land flowing with wild bears. Yes, exactly. Hey, dear Big Bear. Thanks for being a great influence in my life, Big Bear. Anytime, Grand Bear. I feel like it's been too long since we watched the Harrison Hanks parody video of the Crisis Actors. I'll play that tomorrow. It'd be insane if Tubi showed up again. I mean, at that point, I don't know how I'd respond to that. You probably wouldn't hear from me for a little while. I think Fuentes just did a live stream being tested for fake and gay. You know, I wish the best for that guy, man. He's got a rough, ride ahead of him. I really do wish the best for him. Too soon, sorry, last time. I don't know what you're talking about. I would buy a t-shirt making fun of Coronu in a heartbeat. Love triggering people. Yeah, I mean, triggering people is like my favorite thing in the world. All right. To be escaped, just got here. Nah, you're in a timeout now, Charlie Chased. Oh, you already got muted. Nice. K.O. Bear on it. K.O. Bear gets it. Because most people wouldn't know to mute that. Oh, I just got here. Dude, we can see right through your squirt nonsense. BB, can I get with you the explanation I should give to come to my channel and say, but don't you know, Bear? Why do you need so much affirmation from me, Cringe Panda? If you want to tell people what to watch my stream, do it or don't. I don't care. I don't understand why you keep asking me for permission. It doesn't make any sense to me. Are you a Fed or something? Just say it like this. Sign this sheet and say you want me to endorse you. Say it in exactly the way I want. Say, I think Cringe Pan is working for the fucking ATF or something. It's insane. Like, I don't mind her here. I give her advice and shit, but she's like, so should I endorse you to my fans? I'm like, are you a Fed? Like, Cringe Panda, you're not acting like a normal person. So you want me to then? Like, officially, you want me to? It's like, sorry? Yeah. I mean, listen, your supervisor may really think that you're doing a great job. Back off, Panda. Yeah, it's just like, she's working for alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Like, so exactly, officially, how do you want me to? Cringe Panda is just young, BB. Kimmy, you're in a timeout. Don't infantilize people that have more of an audience than CNN. That's just adolescence, says Bear with Cubs, who just got timed out. If you want, yeah, go ahead. Just make excuses all day long. I think she might not be socially adept yet. Okay, you're now in a timeout. Do you guys even listen to yourselves? I think you guys subconsciously think she's a Fed because I was just joking. Like, I was just completely joking. Do you think I really think Cringe Panda works for the ATF? The fact that you guys had to defend that makes me think you all think that Cringe Panda works for the ATF. Isn't it interesting how subconscious works? I was completely joking. I mean, don't get me wrong. It does sound weird every time she wants me to be like, so you want me to endorse? So you want me to endorse you? But, I mean, the odds she works for, like, that she's a Fed? I mean, listen, maybe. Who knows? I just, I get this vibe when people are trying to, like, set me up for something. Those were the ATF employees, Big Bear. Yeah, it's like, oh no, she's just an adolescent, Big Bear. Why do white knights have to defend, especially over joke? I think they work for the ATF. I think the bat bear works for the ATF. I love psychology. Oh yeah, people's retards showing up. Yeah, what's the problem with being a Fed anyway? Nothing if you're not trying to entrap me in something that I don't even understand. You know, it's just like, who the fuck asks several times, do you want me to say this? Well, like, I usually react with, like, just intense disdain for that. Psychology is fascinating. Yeah, the FBI must have restarted their junior G-Man program. Dude, I'm going to go on a limb and say, like, a little girl isn't a Fed. Sorry, I am CIA, and I think you are fine with the ATF. I'd rather be targeted by the CIA, then the ATF just seems like a bunch of gammas. I hate to say it, but it just seems very gamut. Damn, the jig is up. Cringepad has infiltrated the Bears. All right. Chill out, feds. I'm here for the gravy. Nice. We'll have a huge amount of lemons for EMJ stream. Oh, yeah, yeah. EMJ stream. E. Michael Jones tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, dude, here's the thing. When people are like, oh, she's just a young girl. Yes. That's why I routinely debate with Kai and Tabear if we should not allow women in the chat, let alone 15-year-olds. You understand that? I don't, as a 40-year-old, 39-year-old legend, I don't like to have to readjust my, like, how I think people talk constantly. Or it's like, 1 minute, have you ever, like, been trying to be at a party and everyone's speaking different languages and readjusting the languages all the time? It's fucking exhausting. And it's pointless. All right. I'll go the alphabet boy, yeah. ATF is legal things. ATF all legal things. I don't know what that means. I just think they're always trying to trap people with guns. They're like, show me that automatic weapon you got there, huh, buddy? And you're like, Gary, you trying to meet a quotient? It's like, no, I'm just normal. I'm a normal guy. Just wants to see your automatic weapons. Crush Factory every day and every night in the Bear stream? Yes. Pandas are most retarded of bears. Pandas aren't even bears. You know, they're raccoons. I got banned by Placente's info. She can either deal with how we interact or not hang. Bingo, Zoomy Bear. I will never readjust how I talk or think for a little girl, guys. That's it. That's. I know I have social autism in a way because I just see things for what they are. But don't entrap me, Gary. I mean, come on. Let me just see that automatic weapon you got. Just say, so do you want me to promote your automatic weapon? What? So just say you want me to promote your automatic weapon at the Craigslist. What are you talking, Gary? Do you have a bug on you, Gary? No. What are you talking about? You trying to meet a quota, Gary? Maybe. I just want to go on the cruise. You're trying to give me 3 years in a federal penitentiary to go on a cruise? It might be nice. Big Bear, can you state in clear words how to build a fence? Big Bear, state exactly how I say, I am going to put dead bodies under a fence. BB Blink, if you want us to, right. She won't hear anything here that's worse than at school. Nah, you're in a timeout? God, I just can't. It's so obvious, guys. When people are like, I mean, come on. It's like, are you perverts or retards? I literally don't even know anymore. It's like, come on, just say fucking common stuff. She's 15. She hears it at school. Like, are you a pervert or a retard? I can't think of another fucking, like, option. I don't know. Who fucking cares? Enjoy the goats. Big Bear, can you mention a time or place you intend to build the fence? Do you know what day you're building? Just tell me that you want me to promote you on my channel. And you know I'm an underage girl. Do what you want, Cringe Man. Hey, totally, right? Everyone loves the Big Bear. So now state that you... It's like, what the fuck? Just admit you're building a death ray, Big Bear. Most feds just want to compromise you to use you to catch other people. I don't care. I know some feds that I like. Dude... Fucking traffic cops can be in. Like, guys, this is just what people do. I'm not saying feds are any worse than the DMV guy. It's just like, I have to stand in line for the form again? Say that you are here to fill out a form. I'm here to fill out a form. Now you have to wait in line again. Take a number. You fucking serious? Yeah, you just stated it. Are you meeting a quota? I'm trying to meet a quota. Quotas are bullshit. I've been a traffic cop at Zox. Yeah, total, dude, they don't want to do it. I'm not demonizing feds. I'm just saying it's odd language when people just start being like, so yes, if I fill out the form, will they arrest Hillary? I think my mailman is a fed. Yes, he works for the federal government. A fed, in my book, doesn't even have to do with being a federal agent. It has to do with acting in a way that seems like you're tricking somebody. It's just like almost like calling someone a narc, where it's like mostly perverted retards on the interwebs. Right. That's why I don't like young girls here for any reason. Because then as I'm talking and I see a young girl interacting, I'm like, well, the cum joke? It's like, that's nothing she doesn't hear at school. I'm like, yeah, and I have a problem with that. I have a problem with how fucking vulgar schools are. BB, does canning take any special equipment other than jars? Yeah, cum. I'm just kidding. I'm just going with that last joke. I've never canned before. You got to ask Amy this shit. I just talk shit to people on the internet. This is why porn has to be banned. Right, dude, you can watch it in real time. That's why I just, like, time out people, and they don't even know. They're like, no, I mean, she's just trying to, I mean, well, this is how they, I'm like, do you not know I know what you do? It's crazy. And that's why I don't even, I might ban her. Because it's like, it's not that she's bad. It's that it brings out such shit behavior in so many men. They're just like, come on, Big Bear. She's just, she's had a lesson. You know, it's like, I just did a joke about cum. It's like, I mean, they hear more than that, don't they, Cringe Panda? Yeah, tell me you hear more than that. I'm like, this is fucking disgusting. Yeah. I have to figure this thing out. Pandas are raccoons? Yes, yes. You want to hear about pandas? And then I'll read the final thing. Let's talk about pandas. All right. Panda. Let's learn about pandas. And then you get in this crazy binary where then you're this mean guy. Oh, you're so mean. Look what you just did to this little girl. That's why I don't want them here. Because you can't fucking say anything because people are just like, how dare you say, I mean, she's just a girl. And then you fucking, so then when they're just constantly doing shit that's dramatic and weird, well, you just have to take it and fuck up your whole stream? I had no idea about pandas. Right. I feel like you are interactive with a simulation. If I can get you to talk about, I don't know what you're talking about. Cranking away on their own root chakras like a three. Yeah, and you understand that that's probably why people have such a fetish for going after pedophiles these days is pornography. Guys, every single one of you fuckers that's watching pornos, we all know what makes a girl a porn star. They're all molested. All. Every single dude here that watches pornos, you have to be fucking insane to not realize that every single one of them has been groomed sexually since they were children. So when people are just like, we got to get the pedos, we got to get the pedos, I'm like, so you don't want to get the pedos? You participate sexually daily with women you know have to be raped as children to do their job. Maybe your subconscious, this is what I'm going to talk about with E. Michael Jones tomorrow. Because he was saying that the porn revolution, like Deep Throat and all that shit, is what brought out horror films. Because Deep Throat comes out and then comes out Alien. Is this true? You're in a fucking timeout. Are you a pervert or are you retarded? There's no women in porn that weren't molested as kids. None. That isn't a healthy job for a woman. And they're probably dead as you are watching them. Right. A lot of them kill themselves. He seems absolutely bizarre that a woman would watch porn had to be learned. It's not about watching porn. It's that women in porn that have sexual intercourse on camera for your sick pleasure, they 100% suffer underage sexual trauma. 100%. If you're not willing to accept that, you're lying to yourself. That, like, no girl that's just raised normally without being overly sexualized as children, they're reliving trauma. When you're watching and jerking off to pornos, you're watching a girl reliving trauma that she endured as a child. That's probably what's causing this crazy, like, we gotta get the pedophiles! We gotta get the pedophiles! Oh, I'm starting to understand why. Now that I haven't watched porn in years, I see things very clearly. That's why I'm so disgusted by some of these squirt boys. It's like you're projecting your guilt. Oh, I've never raped a kid. You fucking profit off it every day. You get off this. Oh, dude, I'll lose subscribers for that. People can't face this reality. I don't give a fuck. Runaways on drugs getting plowed by Jews. Fact. Spielberg's daughter's in porn. Yeah, really makes you think. Doesn't it? You don't need to even think about it. The reality is, girls that are molested and sexualized and groomed as children grow up to seek constant and traumatic male attention sexually. This is why you're seeing this Q shit so, like, now that the Q stuff doesn't make sense and people are still like, we gotta get that pedophile. I'm like, show me your fucking search histories. Let me guess, you need to ejaculate watching girls you know for a fact were groomed and raped as kids. You don't know that? Yes, the fuck I do. There isn't one girl in the porn industry that wasn't sexualized as a child. Or boy, except for the Jews. I've lost many friends for coming out against pornography. Well, I mean, they're literally pleasuring themselves watching raped girls. Spielberg had all the money and resources to set up his daughter well for life. What the fuck happened? She was probably raped as a child. No. Was. She's even said she was. Guys, it's 1-to-1. There is no other, nothing else happens. So anyway, E. Michael Jones, this is why I'm having him on tomorrow. And that's why when I'm watching these people talk this way to Cringe Panda, I got a banner for her own good. It's like I'm watching these men be like, it's nothing she doesn't hear at school. It's like, you fucking sick motherfucker. That dude, I don't even remember his name, but I'm banning that motherfucker for life. Nothing she doesn't hear at school. Do you understand that that's insane to say to like a little girl? That's fucking insane, dude. She can't talk here anymore. Same with straight, right. Yeah, it's a fact. How can you be a part of that? I used to whack off to porn all the time. See, people won't face it when they see it. I saw it and I changed because I have a very high pain tolerance for truth. That's why I'm here. I can't live in the town with my brother. People don't want to be too close to someone who can see through shit, but I'm good on a screen. And let me tell you something, guys. She's bait here for sickness, nothing against her personally. I got nothing against her personally. I wish her the best. I got love for her. I'm doing her a fucking favor. She should not be on the internet. And it's like, I'm doing it out of love. Like, what the fuck is wrong with these dudes? And it's nothing against her. She's not a fed. I was joking. And then everybody's like, oh, no, she's fine here. Come on, guys. I need a squirt. It's just like, I don't want her exposed to these dudes. I've made my decision. Cringe Panda is not allowed here anymore. But she has a massive following. Don't you want young? No, I don't give a fuck. What do people not understand about me? She gets 100,000 views on her. They're all young. Don't you want the youth? I want her not to be around perverts that are jerking off. Guys, there is a porn epidemic in these fucking people's lives. That's what I'm going to talk to you about with E. Michael Jones. And guys, you won't see it until you stop watching porn. Like, you think I'm just being like a buzzkill. Guys, you want to talk about ending pedophilia? You want to talk about ending child sex grooming and human trafficking? And you're going to watch pornos? It's like, dude. And I try to make it funny and Squirt Boys and all this, but let's fucking really talk here for a second. And it's like, ugh. That's why people are projecting so much. That's why we got to get the pedophiles in the sewers. Really? Is that what you think is really happening here? No. It's because you know exactly what has to happen to these girls to make them do this for your pleasure. There is not one girl in porn that was not molested or sexualized as a child. It's not possible. And so E. Michael Jones was talking. This is supposed to be just a real chill fucking goat stream too. But E. Michael Jones was talking about how Deep Throat and all this stuff about how sexual liberation. BB is dead on, been porn free for 3+ years. Right. And you see it when you're porn free. And these people won't see it. They refuse. They're just like, come on, Big Bear, and just squirting. I mean, they're fucking, no. And that's where because a lot of this, James True brought up a great point. When he disproved some of the shit about Epstein Island and people were mad at him for it. They're like, no, there's sex dungeons there. And he's like, that's a painting. Like he did all this like forensic stuff with it. And they were mad that they weren't getting, that there weren't pedophilia. And it's like, there's something going on. Hitting some serious truths. Yes. All right. So anyway, I can see clearly now the reign. Yeah. The sexual liberation movement in the 1960s was Tavistock. Yes. But here's the thing E. Michael Jones pointed out that I never realized is so you got Deep Throat and all this stuff where it's like they're doing hardcore porn in like public, right? And then after that comes the movie Alien. And he interviewed the artist who drew the original Alien, and it was like it was a mouth penetration. You have to understand that the movie Alien, like the monster goes on your face and it puts his dick in your mouth. That was the original idea for Alien. And the reason they were doing this is because they sexually liberated everybody. Oh, everybody sucked dick. Everybody sucked dick. And then people started experiencing horror. Abortion, broken family, syphilis, you know, heartache, heart-wrenching, right? This is reality. This is how it works. That's when the movement of horror started coming out, where it's like, if you're a babysitter and you show your tits to your boyfriend, someone's going to come in and fucking murder you. You understand that porn and horror were like a binary, where you have porn. This blew my mind today. That's why I'm having them on tomorrow. Can't wait. So where it's like porn is opening up these doors. BB, and they named Deep Throat for Watergate. Right. But I'm just trying to stay focused. So the alien is where Toe Rogan. Right. I can't watch. Sorry, the egg's mouth. Yeah, no, that's the thing is they shoot it into your gut and your gut explodes. Dude, it's all based on blowjobs. E. Michael Jones is based, yes. E. Michael Jones said Alien was a direct rejection of Deep Throat. Yes, it was a violent rejection of Deep Throat. Isn't that fascinating? So you have porn that's like, do this. And then slasher films are like a girl running naked through the forest being chased and murdered. Because the trauma of sexual liberation on women and men is put into our subconscious, and that has to go somewhere. I've been a part of this, guys. I've had a lot of sex with a lot of women. I've masturbated to a lot of pornography. I know the pain of that. Like that, I've never been a part of an abortion, thank God. But like the heartache, the alienation, the social shit, like just it's not right. It's not the way you should live. And the result is people crave what is reality of it. So you see the porno where it's like, bomb chicka bow, you know, a pizza guy comes in, he gets his dick sucked, and everybody's like, fucking, everyone's smiling. And then the horror is the pizza guy comes in and kills everybody. Right? That's why I'm not pro horror movie, because that's another weird thing. Like, I don't want to see people cut up. It's called the Walk of Shame for a reason. Right. And so the more you try to liberate, the more the other side. I hate horror films, Goosebumps. Yeah, I don't like horror films either. The relationship of abandonment and trauma between horror and porn is truly sick. Yeah. I heard that Epstein Temple thing is a prop. Yeah, it is. It's a painting. And people get mad when they hear that. They're like, no, Epstein Island, there's a dungeon and they're eating babies. It's like, that was a painting, dude. It's proven that that's a painting. And people are holding on to that. Don't get me wrong. Epstein was a pervert. He's a pedophile. Proven. There's testimony that of all the like adolescent women he was fucking. And he was getting people with honeypots, getting them with 15-year-olds, getting them locked in for blackmail. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. But that narrative was so, and I know where it comes from. It comes from watching a lot of pornos. Because you know on a subconscious level that every motherfucker in that porno had a horrible childhood to get to that point. They want Epstein to be the scapegoat for their sins. Yeah, exactly. It's the raising of the witch ceremony. Oh, so you're defending? I don't care about... Guys, you go watch your porn. If you want to say I'm the bad guy for pointing this out. EMJ is going to blow minds tomorrow. Blow minds. All porno is gay. All horror films are gay. I agree with you, Great Lake Bear. People with an eye to see can see the evil in horror movies. I could never handle them. Right, but it's the same coin as porn. It's the same coin. It's what happens with unbridled sex. Horrible childhood and tragic adulthood. Kung Fu Bear knows. I know. I've done stand-up with a lot of porn stars. In Hollywood, Sam Tripoli would do this thing called, I don't even remember, Illuminati. Kind of funny, the funny pun. But it'd be like stand-up comics and porn stars at the Improv doing stand-up. And they would suck at stand-up, but they crave attention. And the more you're around porn stars, that really planted a seed in me where I was like, wait a minute. this isn't very glorious. Like, these women seem kind of broken. And then you realize that they have a bit in common with comedians. Because comedians, let's be honest, there's an element of being broken to us. I've healed quite a bit, but, you know, it let's just be honest. Come on, guys. Comedians and porn stars both have a little bit of, you know, the broken toy in the toy chest. And so I saw some of me in some of these women where it was interesting, where I was just like, wow, this isn't coming from a place of just sensuality. And then, as opposed to stand up, I get it. Right. Jews weaponized porn in Germany. Yeah, but people still had to watch it. I'm not going to place it on the Jews anymore. It gives them too much power. What happens in Vegas stays with you forever? I don't know. I've never been a Vegas person. Holy shit, this is crazy fascinating. Crazy fascinating. Holy shit, Handjob Cabin was amazing. I was in Handjob Cabin. It combined horror and porn. Happy birthday, America. Since vaudeville, strippers, and comics work together. Yeah, it's like you know how to exploit yourself for others' pleasure. No matter what mood I was in, I could go on any stage in the country and make people feel amazing. There's an element of brokenness to that. Like, most people are just whole enough and just normal enough where they don't even know how they would do that. They don't know. They don't know how they would externalize their joy like that. You know, so I could just go on a stage. I could have been having, my dog could have died that day, and I could go on stage and people piss themselves with laughter. It's very similar to porn stars where it's like, they can feel like they don't want anyone to touch them. They're like not in a sexual mood. And then the next minute, they're fucking strangers for money. And so I'm still laughing at Broken Toy. That's the military people too. Yeah. Porn can't be sensual because they're fucking in front of a film crew. I don't know what you're... Sorry, I just can't keep my train of thought. Is Alien the invasion of American culture by Grab Wars an allegory? Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think so, kind of. There's a lot wrong with jacking off. You should not spill your seed. Right, but if you're going to whack off... Guys, the big hurdle is stop watching porn. Whacking off is like... not good. You're draining your battery. Work on that next. It is vital you stop watching pornography. If you jump off the too many cliffs at once, it doesn't work. Stop watching porn. Then you realize you don't want to whack off all the time. But whacking off, and the sin scale, whacking off is nothing compared to watching pornography. Watching pornography, you're literally engaging in the worst industries in the world. Like, you're exploiting, like, broken women. And I know this because I did, too. Love the stage. And now I that sounds terrible. Like, it's just, you can break the spell. Whacking off is a drinking Pepsi. Watching porn is drinking poison. Exactly, Connie and Bear. I remember where, deal with the root cause. The root cause is visual stimulation for men. Every single, it doesn't mean you're evil, guys. It's the same thing that makes you want to eat chocolate. It's like visual stimulation for men gives us erections and then we want to jerk off. Fact. And so they know how to hijack your brain. And while they're doing that, the people involved in it are so exploited and it's so bad that when you do that, Chillerama was a funny horror movie. I was in that movie. Did you know that or no? I was molested as a kid, 4 years old. I don't know. Watching porn is freebasing crack. And I missed that. One step at a time. That's how kicking porn, whacking addiction. Right. Whacking is a thing that you deal with. Watching porn is something you can't do. And when you stop watching porn, it's like you're no longer working in the chocolate factory. You know, it's way easier to not whack off. The porn itself is the worst. Stop watching it and things straighten out some. Yes. And then if you make a mistake and whack off, it's like not crazy. It's not like your fucking brain rewires again. It's just you're like draining yourself. And it's you're short-circuiting yourself. But guys, I'm telling you, stop watching pornos. Like, I really believe it's causing this whole fascination and acceptance and hatred of pedophilia. We all hate pedophilia. That's a given. But where the fuck were all these people in the 80s and shit? It's like, I don't know. The acceptance and hatred of it simultaneously has to be associated with the fact that porn has, like, it's like the opium war of our time. It's so fucking bad right now. It's never been like this. Back in, when I was a kid and when I was growing up, it was literally a crumpled picture in the woods. Think about how much it's changed so fast. Our brains can't fucking handle this shit. There's always shame upon Squirt. Yes, Squirt always comes with shame. World War III is the pornos, removes the alpha from contention. Totally. Everybody thinks every war is about bullets. We're deep in a hot war right now. My stepdad was addicted to porn and watched me through a hole in the wall when I was young. It distorts the mind. Yes. You think that the world is there for your pleasure. It also makes you materialistic. It sets you in the material world. Online porn went from fucking a Muslim to fucking your sister in a month. Oh, I missed that. I'm glad I've missed fucking your sister. Jesus, guys. You guys got to get out of that. You guys got to get out of it. I remember trying to see, but guys, it used to be the pizza guy. When I was a kid, we had like one magazine between the entire town stored under a historical monument. Exactly. And again, think about now. If you were to tell your grandparents what you watch in porn, they would seriously put you in a fucking mental institution. You would be the most perverted person in your town. Everybody here. I know I'm saying some hard truths, but reality, guys. It's like, if you were to tell your grandparents, like, listen, you know, it's like, yeah, hey, son, you know, sometimes people beat on their meat in the woods and they don't die. I get it. And you're like, no, no, what we watch is we watch threesomes with stepmothers and sisters and then everyone, I'm not even going to get into it right now, but like they would put you in a goddamn prison cell. Like you would have been like the Marquis de Sade, like everybody now. And that's why you got to fucking break it or you can't start your life. And dude, tons of them are trannies. You want to get into that shit? People are making fun of Alex Jones for watching tranny porn. You've watched tranny porn. You just didn't know it. Oh yeah, guy. You want to get fucking real? And yeah, I prefer to do it in a funny way, but when I have a 15-year-old girl in here and I have people being like, it's nothing they don't hear at school, I get it. I'm the one who's even said that you have to be vulgar to communicate to children. Not children, but people these days. Like, I have to explain this shit with words they understand. But it's the creepy vibe of like, oh, she hears it. Come on, she's just a teen. Come on. It's like, I know what you watch, dude. You jerk off to teens. That you can't say that shit, man. It's like fucking, it triggers me. I really do get triggered. It's like, think about every single dude that was justifying it. It's like, she's just a teen. Come on, she hears what. You guys fucking watch teens that were sexually groomed fuck on camera and you jerk off to it. And if you think I'm the vulgar one, guys, that's 99% of men. They can't even do studies about how porn affects males' brains because every male is watching porn. You understand that shit? And I got three boys. Like, I'm fucking not letting that shit around them. And I'm not even letting it spiritually in the house. That's when I first stopped watching porn. I wasn't going to watch that shit when I had a baby in the fucking other room. Every time you open a browser window for a porn, a boomer grabber gets a free car wash for his Corvette. Just don't open the window. Exactly. I can't believe it. Just realized only kid in hood with porno mags. Dad was Jewish. Oh, dude, that was their whole plan. But dude, I went through that. I had a phase where I was blaming the Jews for porn. You're above them. You're stronger than the Jews. Don't watch the porn. I thought these hatchet wounds were a result of millions of hours of getting pounded. No. Those are trannies. It creates gammas. Yeah, homosexuals, gammas, and just perverts, dude. And that's why these people are fucking obsessing about pedophiles. Oh, this lockdown, we're going to get the pedos. Where are the pedos? In the sewers. Now that I'm really taking a real step back and looking at all this, it's like clearly projecting some shit. And I'm not saying people are pedophiles. They're watching people that were obviously molested as kids, and they're pleasuring themselves over it. We should make a porn blocker plug. No, no, you have to do it yourself. It's not about blocking it. I noticed that in the Middle East. Don't get me wrong, it should be illegal. But it should be illegal because people are disgusted by it. It doesn't work when you suppress what people want. Then they just black market the shit. Never saw any satanic, hang on. Never saw any high order satanic rituals in porn. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Oh, never take Jason's RoboCop movie. Yeah, I know. I first saw it when I was 9. It was labeled RoboCop. And I was off to the races. RoboCop. Guys, there was no robot or no cop. It was falsely labeled. We need to shame the men in our community out of it. That's what shame's for. And it's like, I have understanding about it. But like, you gotta seriously fucking think about what it is. Like right now, there's an acceptance of pedophilia and a rational, we got to get the pedos shit going on. And when you stop watching porn for a while, you really start calming down a bit with this shit where you're like, wait a minute, what is really happening here? Why are people trying to justify pedophilia and other people just like, they're in the sewers. I'm like, oh shit, every dude is watching porn. People get defensive over their porn addiction. I've got some of the nastiest letters about this shit. How dare me is an understatement. It's like I've gotten people fucking freaking out on me about this shit. Do you think that stops me? Fuck no. It's just smell blood. It's like, because that's how I know what I'm saying is so fucking dead on. People are just like, you know, they get so, they like, I'm the witch. I'm the bad man. Porn is prostitution. It's nuts. People don't see it. Porn stars would sell their bodies and just put a camera in the room without a cord to it. It's not even running. That's how they got around that. I can remember exact images of porn I saw when I was 7. Right. Dude, it's pure mind control. People get defensive about it and also feel shame and are surprised when I'm against it and tell them not to watch it. Oh, dude. It's crazy. And then they're like, who the fuck are you? You fucked all kinds of girls. You were known. And I'm like, yeah, how do you think I know this shit? And that's when people just, that's when they persona non grata you. Because that's when they just stop saying your name. Because it's like, when you just look back like, oh, I know, buddy. And it's like, dude, you used to watch all kinds of, I'm like, yep. And then they realize that they're like, oh shit, you can, so you're not ashamed? I'm like, what are you talking about? No, this is how I learned it. This is how I finally have fucking perspective. It took me having a child, dude. I didn't have a child till I was 36. No, 35. Man, time flies. 35 years old. That's like a lot of people live and die by that time. And I'd watched porn since I was 9. That's why when it's like, it is extremely helpful book to get how porn rewires your dang brain. Yeah, but you can get it back. Fuck a stranger for money is only legal if you film it. No, you can just have McD's. BB stands up for things no one else will. Well, I just don't. I know that the pain of hell is so much worse than the pain of social shame. So many Christians don't actually believe in damnation or paradise. They clearly don't. Like, I don't even want to be that guy. It's just judge not lest ye be judged. I get it. But it's like, they clearly don't believe in eternal damnation. Like, I'll say this shit, and they would rather maintain their addictions and maintain their moral superiority over me than face the reality of their soul's fucking path. Like, who do you think you're tricking? It's crazy, dude. I'm 36 and I want kids bad now. Thank you, BB. Perfect. My 91-year-old father-in-law still watches porn as severe dementia. Yes. It gives you dementia. Escape from Spank Mountain. New Disney movie. Exactly. I escaped from Spank Mountain. And when people try and like put me down because I used to be so sexual, it's like that only makes my statement more powerful. And they don't see it because they're blind from porn. Like, if you say, like, oh, you, like, think about how often people talk about Bobby Fischer being against Zionism. Why do they do that? Because he's Jewish. It's like, Bobby Fischer's against Zionism. If it's just Billy Bob in Arkansas, no one even fucking cares. But it's like, Bobby Fischer, one of the most famous Jews in the world, one of the smartest Jews in the world, is against Zionism. That's why people talk about it all the time. If someone keeps saying, oh, you used to have sex, you used to be all about, you know, squirting with chicks and stuff, it's like, yeah. And then they're like, oh, shit, that only makes his point more powerful. Yep. It wouldn't be powerful if I was like, didn't understand it. If I was just like, yeah, I've never watched porn. I don't even know what it is. Don't do it. Everybody says it sucks. Dude, I've been to Squirt Mountain and back. I came back from Squirt Mountain. I climbed Squirt Mountain and I turned around. And that's why it's like such a powerful testimony. Because it's like, I've been to the top of Squirt Mountain. I think all porn and stars are dead. I can't do that. It feels weird. A lot are dead. The porno hero's journey. Don't forget Handjob Kevin. Yeah, but it's still a comedy, but it's very vulgar. I climbed Spank Mountain and I turned around. I'm grateful it was thrown at me only so I can save your trouble. Right. I used to think it was like one of my callings in life. Squirting. I was great at it. Oh, how dare you? I'm letting you. I'm not saying this to brag, guys. I'm saying this to let you know that you can leave Squirt Mountain. Funny and powerful testimony. Yeah, it's funny. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. Yes. The top of Squirt Mountain is empty. Dude, the top of Squirt Mountain is just covered in cum. It's gross. Everyone's dead. How far up the river of Squirt is Colonel Kurtz? Hilarious. I wish someone would hack me so I could brag about my search history. That's weird. So if the porn star is dead, is that like Northwood? I don't know what that means. Just stop watching it. You'll be a lot more peaceful. You'll just know how to stop pedophilia. You won't just constantly be freaking out. Yeah, that ain't snow. Hilarious. You're awesome for speaking truth. God bless you. Oh, thank you. Yeah, and because they use the shame to get you to shut the fuck up. They're like, dude, I know about you. I know you fucked and get sucked. It's like, no, that doesn't work though. It's like truth is like, I don't know. All right. Can't look at snow cap peaks the same, nor should you. If you stop, you'll know who Q is. The real N word is no, is no. The real N word is no. And much love, Cringe Pan. I didn't mean to be like that. That's what makes young girls being in a group hard. It's like, I don't want to. I wish her the best. I like that she's drawn to strong morality and good crews. It's like, I can't have a young girl here. 18, the rule, 18. 18 is the rule. If you're a young girl and you're listening, you can't be in this chat. It fucks up the dynamic. It makes me too angry when people talk in a way that is not appropriate. So that's the end of that. Because when I just did a stupid joke about her being a fed, to see people's the male reaction was like, and now those dudes are going to get real weird with me now. It's like, oh, so you think I'm a pedophile? No, I think you watch porn and you don't know how to shut it off. You know? It's like, if you're seeing a 15-year-old girl, that's very close to 18. And I know what you do with the teen pornos. And then we know she's heard more at school. Come on. It's like, fuck you, dude. People, and I'm not white knighting either. Like, I'm not like, oh, stay away from cringe. I don't fucking care. She was a fed. No, she's a little girl. It was the reaction. It was like, boom, excuse. Oh, she, no, that's just Adelaide. It's like, oh, you guys, you're being drawn in. Oh, let me tell you what a panda is real quick. A giant panda, also known as a panda bear, simply panda. It's a bear. No, it's not a bear. It's a fucking raccoon. Hang on. Is that a koala bear? Is the raccoon? Hang on. Eat grasses. Let me try koala bear. I could have sworn panda is a raccoon. Hang on. Koala bear. One very known bear is not a bear. The koala is the only extended representative of family closest living relative are wombats. What the fuck is going on here? Hang on, I'm just going to search something really quick. Panda raccoon. Giant pandas are in the family Ursidae with the seven other bear species. Raccoons are in the family along with ringtail and coatis. The bear family and raccoon family are closely related. Red pandas are often called lesser pandas and are now put in the raccoon family. Okay, so it's the red panda are actually raccoons. All right. Communist pandas are raccoons. That was very, there was not a big payoff there. Girl called me a wombat in 10th grade now. I know what the hell that thing was. You've been holding on for a long time about that. I was always more afraid of raccoons than bears as a kid. You should be. They have creepy hands. Raccoons and Indians will steal bikes. Yes, BB, you should do a Bobby Fischer stream. I should. Bobby Fischer is extremely against Zionism. And he is the world chess master and Jewish. And that's why they painted him as crazy. He found it later that... Because that's the shit that gets you like... That's when people are like, whoa, that guy's against Zionism? Fascinating shit. That's why Goldstein got more heat for being on my stream than I did. Because all the grabbers were like... Because he's very Jewish. And all the grab... He works for Dennis Prager. But we're friends. We still talk all the time. And the grabbers get really, really angry when any of them goes against Zionism. Sorry for whatever I did to get banned earlier. No one cares. Yes, panda eyes are legitimate cringeworthy. I don't know what... I just want this all to stop. Raccoons are being hit harder by COVID-19 than anyone else. That's a good point, Kung Fu Bear. 15-year-olds should be pairing with strong, God-fearing men. That would stop the predation, the abortions, and the TikTok. Exactly. People are obsessed with punishment after the fact, but they won't put in the effort it takes to change the dynamics where these things happen. That's why I seem like such a buzzkill, but it's like, how else do you see it happen? What do you want to do? You want to beat the Chinaman for the common cold again? You want to lube up and beat up the Chinaman? You know, it's the same with fucking pedophiles. Like, oh, we got to kill the pedophile. How are you going to kill the pedophile? You're going to rip his hands off? First, I'm going to take the pedophile. And then it's like, well, first you can stop watching porn that is fueled 100% on pedophilia. No, of course I get to squirt. But then I'm going to take the pedophile. I'm going to shoot him in the... You're fucking talking... Are you talking about yourself? I'm not saying you're a pedophile for watching porn, but I'm saying like... It's like someone eating steak... And being like, I'm going to kill all the ranchers. Why? Because they murder cows. Om nom nom nom. Yeah, you didn't kill the cow, but you sure are eating the steak. And that's a fact. That's a fact. Build up strong children instead of fixing broken adults. Right. And broken adults, give them a place to talk. Have them rise. I'm a broken adult. Everybody's fucking broken. But it's like... You can rise out of that shit. Kung Fu Bear is all fucking broken. I'm broken. Everybody's fucking kind of broken. But don't, like, what do? You just quit? You say, oh, boo-hoo, I'm broken, so I'm just going to squirt. No, you fucking rise. You heal. Dude, a ton of people here are all fucked up. It's all good. Life is full of trauma. And it continues to be. Everybody on this planet is a little fucked up. Satanic Panic was a psyop to get in front of people like Ten Guards. I don't care. Yeah, this is my wifey. Yeah. Hello. Chad's out? All right, I'll go get him after. He's fine. I'll go get him. Hello. All right. That's right. My own brokenness revealed. All right, we're repaired. Right. Watching porn is one step away from becoming a pedo. Literally. And I don't want to focus on that too much because it sounds so jarring to people, but it's like you're eating steak, getting mad at the rancher. Oh, how could they do that to the cow? Oh, and no, porno. I don't want child porn. Every single woman in porn, every single one, was raped as a child. Every single one, without exception. And that's why they're doing it. They're reliving the trauma from their childhood. It's not sexy. It's not sexual. It's traumatic. You want to talk about some real shit? Got to be broken enough to have a good time. If you weren't a little broken, you wouldn't be able to spiral up. All right. Chad is sick of Nick Fuentes. Nice fact. Chad is selling his beard again. Yeah. All porno is child porno. All porno is child porno, dude. How sad is that? Oh, it's fucking crazy. I'd rather just make fun of it in a square boy way, but like, you're eating steak with glee in your eyes, talking about how you're going to kill the rancher. And I know all this. And that's why I just have to sit here and just, okay? So real. It's so real. Chad already impregnated at least 10 Legos. No, Chad has been castrated. Porn is slowly becoming the heiress aristocrat's joke. I mean, try to what? My ex was broken like that, and all she wanted to do was become famous in Hollywood. Right. It's you want attention. I'm one of the few people that came out of Hollywood that wasn't that level of broken because I'm just actually good at that shit. Like, people, I didn't crave attention. People naturally watched me because of piano and because of my fearlessness with public speech. I wasn't drawn to attention. I really wasn't. But along the way, I've had some trauma in my life, just like everybody. But it's like, jerking to porn is definition of MK Ultra based mind control. Dude, if you could step outside and really look at what you're watching, it's wild. It's like wild how crazy and sick it is. Like you're hunched over, rubbing your genitals, watching traumatized people fuck on camera. And that's why I get kicked. That's why I get kicked out of towns. You've tied a bow on this topic today, BB. The heart of the problem. Yeah, I think it's time people actually saw the heart of it. BB, I think you mixed up Chad and Nick. Isn't Chad the stud? Chad's the stud. Oh wait a minute, is Chad out? Oh yeah, I did mix him up. I'm spiraling up during this apocalypse. Me too. If you could see the outtakes, ugh. Spiral up because the world may be stationary, but you need to change with the times, so no matter what, you crush. Yeah. And guys, I guarantee there's porn stars that watch this stream and love what I'm saying. Like, this is another thing. Like, that black woman is like, man, I love when you're playing That Nigger Stole My Bike. And all these cucked white masturbators are just like, I mean, get it. How great is it? Big bear, blacks like it. It's like, oh, it's so exhausting sometimes. You're just like, yeah. This will help porn stars. Just because someone fucked on camera doesn't mean they're bad. They're evil. What are they, the witch? You're going to burn that witch? You little masturbating freak? No. They need healing just like all of us. Even though sin cast the first stone, you little masturbating little bitch. Is everyone who does porn a star? I don't know how that works. Yeah, it's fucked up my brain. Good. Gardening helps. Oh, yeah. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Jameson is a base mom now? No, she is an Armenian werewolf. You think Jenna Jameson is a base mom? No, she's a Zionist out of Israel. Don't get me wrong, I root for her, you know, but talking about her husband's big Jew dick on Twitter. No, guys, come on. Come on, please. Can you picture Amy on Twitter talking about my huge dick? Come on, dude. Oh, Amy, dude, we hold people to a higher fucking standard. Jenna Jameson is not a based mom. Talking about her fucking husband's huge Jew dick. You think that's fucking appropriate behavior for a mom? Talking about daddy's giant dick. The fuck is wrong with you? Hi, Owen. Been listening for a while now. Whatever. I finally understand being reborn as a Christian is the only way. Yeah. I'm good with current standard. Amy keeps up a bit. Right. I'd rather jerk off with Sam Bear. There you go. Yeah, and when you move to Israel and just get really into Zionism and talk about your... I'm not judging the woman. I'm just saying that isn't good. Like, that... Come on, guys. The fuck? I understand why people commit mass murders now. I don't like mass murders. What kind of clown world is JJ a basement? Right. Wives don't speak of their husbands in that matter. Right. If I was to say, Amy, tell the people about my hammer, she'd blush and be like, oh, fuck. And she'd like, leave. That'd be insane. Like, that's, it's one thing if the dad, like your dad, like dads are supposed to be a little more male. If someone's mom is on Twitter talking about their kid's dad's cock, she's a Bear fan, but yeah, wow, you're in a timeout, Annie Bear. Why do I? Do you guys need explaining why? Why? I mean, but she likes you though, so you know that should affect your opinion. Yeah, Cringe Panda is a huge fan as well. If someone's a fan of yours, do you hold them to a different standard so that you get your fucking narcissistic prana juice? If Jenna's a bear, she's laughing right now. Right, she's improving. Man, we got a long way to go in this world. Like, so if someone likes you, you tell them less truth? You hold them to a lower standard? Do you know how sick that is? Where it's like, oh, he really likes you. Oh, shit, so I'm not going to tell him his shoe's untied. But yeah, guys, she was really nice to me. A friend commented after a hooker stole his wallet and watched my, yeah. Dude, this is why people love me. You understand that? It's not the opposite. Dude, you live in upside down world. Like, nobody has any value that says shit to get people to like them more and shit. Modest women are way more attractive. Of course. I mean, it's just fucking madness. I get it. That's the whole problem with this country. BB raising the standard, crushing one life at a time. Fucking BB gets it right. Until, like, listen, if you want to impress Cringe Panda, you're not going to be helping her. If you're trying to impress, if you're like happy that someone who everybody knows their name because they made pornos in the 90s likes you, you have no value to them. It's just like, do you not know that? All right. Exactly. Never cuck against what you know is right. It's like, well, it's a hate. It's kind of like spare the rod, hate the child. Are you fasting? No, but you can go fuck yourself. I mean, I'm trying to. You know, it is Ramadan. I give that a shot, but it's very difficult. Oh, and you think Kim Jong is dead? I don't care at all. I don't even know if he exists. He should do commercials for Supercuts. BB, will give you a hard truth. Is masturbating boomer sexualizing her? The last time a teenage girl needs a masturbating boomer sexualizing her, right? BB will give you the hard truth. That's why I've been here for years. What there? Other than that, there is no value. And I've suffered a lot for saying the truth. And now I'm not suffering as much for it. So I'm enjoying it. I'd be like trying to impress the person who will be harmed most by... Yeah, I missed it. Fasting is hard. You need to think beyond your hunger. Hey, thanks, Broccoli Bear. I really appreciate that. All right. Hey, Owen. Been listening for a while now. How you say you're a legend couldn't be any more true. Every time I watch, it's always a feeling of discretion or alignment. Direction or alignment. A sense of harmony, I would argue that you are more like a tuning fork, resonating a frequency that is true and human. Introducing James True is astounding. The level of insight and philosophy he is able to provide is some next level stuff. The synchronicities in life are profound, especially when you embrace compassion. I was running some errands for my grandmother and had gone to Home Depot to pick up some supplies for gardening. Everyone had masks, but no one stopped me. Then she wanted me to go to Dollar General and they wouldn't even let me in. The irony, anyway, I'm writing from Dallas, Texas. The grass is green and wouldn't get any bluer. I mean, I don't understand that part, but that, yeah, I get what you're saying. Keep crushing, brother, and you are the ultimate gray man, Caleb. Love it. I'm guessing Caleb's a Mormon if his name's Caleb. Maybe not. To keep threat of communist in hand. All right, I got to get out of here. I got to go get my fucking goat. And he pisses on his own face, too. And guys, I'm harsh on myself. Like, I think I'm too fat right now. And I'm having a hard time not eating, like, all my awesome food. I know that. You want me to pretend a dad bod? I'm fucking too jiggly, man. It sucks. I'm having a hard time not eating. Like, a lot. The great temptation of Satanists is the delusion to think they can merely play with madness. Right. I gotta watch more James True. We're spoiled. Abundance of gravy. Yeah, I like that he just works through shit. He doesn't give a fuck if he's wrong. It might be wrong, but he's not lying. You know, he'll be like, he tells his listeners too. He's like, check me. I might be wrong. I don't fucking know. I'm crazy. I'm hardest on myself. Then I'll, right. How dare you go easy on her. But the food isn't gravel. No, the food isn't gravel. I'm not like, I don't feel like I'm developing any diseases or anything. I feel very full of life and energy and power. But it's when I'm playing with my kids. Like, I really want to be in better shape because, like, I don't know. I just want, I just feel too, like, bulky and fucking slow and shit when I'm playing with my kids. And I know it's only going to get worse when they get more crush-worthy. Man. Hello. I'm leaving in 5 minutes. They're getting far. They look curious. Chad looks curious. I'm going right now. I'll literally, like, I'll just say bye right now. All right, love. All right, I guess Chad's getting curious. Distance running. Hey, thanks, John Paul. Yeah, that's why. No, you don't need to tell me what to do. I ran 4 or 5 miles today. Hey, John Paul. You real, man, if it wasn't for someone to tell me that you could just run far, holy shit, John Paul too, you really fucking get it, man. Man, where the fuck were you, bro? I'm giving it a couple more minutes. The fucking goats are fine. Later on, bye, Owen. Yeah, bye, everybody. And I know I was being intense. I get it. I can be intense. I do 3.3 miles and then 6.6. And then I go work. BB inversion therapy is comforting. I'm glad it was comforting. You don't look fat. You're cool. I'm not fat. I was just trying to show that I too, like, because I know some of you guys are like, holy shit, I'm squirting to fucking runaway molested victims. So I'm sharing with you something I'm currently dealing with. I don't have to deal with squirting to runaways like you currently are. And I know right now you're feeling fucking weird about it, about what I just explained. So I'm sharing with you that it's a never-ending process. And my current thing is every time I start getting into like a big workout, like John Paul II just told me, I think of all the shit I have to do. Does this happen to you guys? So like as an almost 40-year-old father and homesteader, I have endless tasks. So, like, if I'm doing a run or I'm doing dips or some shit, I'm thinking, well, I could just be planting something or moving shit. Or I could be swinging my kids. But that's not the same workout. You don't get the pump. You don't get that fucking jack like you get with, like, a big workout, right? And so that's what I'm facing. And so it's been on my mind. Just like you have to stop watching runaways get plowed by Jews to save your fucking mortal soul. All right, try some plyometrics, Big Bear. Might help you bring more agile fat. Right, I know. This is a solution me and my buddy came up with. Is I'm going to start training with my son. Because here's the thing. If I'm just alone, like you guys will laugh at this. Now I've got to go. So I'm riding the fucking stationary bike. I have it set up. So I'm looking at my ravine. It's just beautiful. Swinging kettlebells. And I'll just hear my sweet boy. Just my sweet boy's like, Dad? And I'm like, hey, buddy. He's like, do you want to play with me? And I'm like, I'm doing this real quick. He's like, okay. And he's so nice about it. But how am I supposed to explain? Like, no, I don't want to play with you. I'm going to just spin this wheel for no reason. And so I'm like trying to balance it where I'm like, Daddy's got to work out. But like from the eyes of a child, it's like, so you'd rather just spin that fucking wheel than play with me? And he's so nice about it too. And so I'm like, all right, let's play. And then I don't get the pump because I'm playing with a little kid. But like, That's what I'm thinking, you know, because I'm just like spinning a wheel. It's like, Dad, you want to play? It's like, no, I'm just going to spin this fucking wheel. He's like, okay, but Dad. And then like 5 minutes later, I'm like, I'm getting off because I'm like, no, let's hang out. Because I'm not just going to be like, no, buddy, this is more important to me. It's more important that I randomly and arbitrarily spin this wheel. God, this is a good stand-up bit. Yes. I'm developing so many good new stand-up bits. How I finally realized that cats may be better than dogs. This is a big one. This is a big one. Just the image of a father spinning a wheel for no reason and his son just wanting to play and trying to justify and trying to justify why this is more important than him. Where I'm, dude, and now imagine all the dads that ignore their kids because of pornos. I'm trying to get cardio in and I can't justify a spinning fucking wheel. Picture all the dudes like, no, buddy, I'm masturbating to a woman who committed suicide 2 years ago because she thought she had AIDS. All right, guys. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335, unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. I'll see you guys soon. No, but I'm dead serious. Like, there's dudes like, oh, I can't play. I'll see you later. I'm in my office. I can't justify a fucking spinning bike wheel. Yeah, wagging off is negative cardio. It gives you fucking a bad heart. All right. Be fruitful, multiply. Don't be fruity and bull guy.